Today, I want to take you on a thought-provoking journey into the heart of sustainability from a perspective often overlooked, the Bible. Yes, stay with me because as we explore more on sustainability, you'll see that there is an intricate connection to climate change and sin. Yes, I said it, sin. But what I'm finding in this world that we live in that's a buzz around climate change, saving the planet, these discussions and conversations around sustainability can be confusing. I have talked to so many people, and you guys have given me so many different answers as to what you think sustainability means. It means so many different things to so many different people. So let's uncover the timeless wisdom found in the scriptures. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Start Living Sustainable. This will be good today because I've decided to stop and take a closer look at sustainability and how God views it. My God, that's the name of the podcast, Start Living Sustainable. And so as I continue to research and develop the concepts and the ideas behind Start Living Sustainable and how it can help you, I want to be clear so that you understand the fundamental meaning of living sustainable. So let's look at a couple of things. First of all, let's open the Word of God. Nehemiah 9, what it says, you are the Lord, you alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all that's on it, the seas and all that's in them, and you preserve all of them. That is a powerful scripture. It's letting us know that God created the heavens and the earth. He also created man. I know there are theories out there that are opposite to what I believe, but I believe that if you believe the Word of God, you will see that there is a sustainable voice in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, sustain or sustainability is mentioned throughout the Bible. So I thought, why don't we just explore and open up the Word of God? Nehemiah 9:21 is profound. Also, Job 36:19, it says, will your wealth sustain you when you're in distress, despite all of your most powerful efforts? That is saying something to us about who's really in control of the world, the earth, and everything that's on the earth. You see, God has the sustaining power, according to Isaiah 59:16. And the word sustain in the Bible, it prompts us to really look and consider a couple of things. Could perfect sustainability be rooted in these ancient texts? Well, it's a topic that warrants reflection or introspection, which forces us to really look at the more indelible mark on our world, and what implications does this have for us in terms of our sustainable future? You see, in contemplating these questions, it's critical to realize that there's a stark disparity between biblical teachings and the worldview as it views climate change. And there are advocates that are propagating climate change in a way that is causing fear. So while climate change prophets, if you want to call them prophets, offer valuable insight, their perspectives pale in comparison to the timeless wisdom of Jesus Christ, because he is the ultimate prophet. But before dismissing the world's views, let's acknowledge that there are enduring principles around environmental stewardship, if you will. You see, what we learn and what has been said doesn't have power over us. And you've heard me say, well, Cynthia, why do you say we can't save the world? Well, I say that because we didn't create the world. And as we look at the true meaning of sustainability, and I think we should do that now, you'll see that there is a far greater purpose and understanding beyond the commonly associated environmental implications. So the question is, do we truly understand its meaning, the concepts and the philosophies and ideologies behind the world's view on sustainability? And I believe it's time to really look at and unravel the layers of meaning and get a greater understanding on how the term aligns with our current use. So sustain, let's take a look at it. Sustain means to support, strengthen, affirm, uphold, hold, or cause to continue or be prolonged for an extended period or without interruption. So who can sustain us? Who can uphold us? Who has the world in the palm of their hand? Ability. Now let's take a look at what that means. It means the possession of the means or the skills of doing something. We as men and women, we do have skills. We have talents and proficiencies in particular areas, but we don't have all power. Our gifts, our skills, those are given to us. God knew us before the foundation of the earth. And if you believe the word of God, you know that all of these gifts are given to each one of us to demonstrate, to walk in, to use, to help others. So in the modern narrative concerning sustainability, we often hear about the threat of climate change and the need for human action. But what if the Bible identifies a different menace? Sin. Let's look at the parallels between humanity's understanding of threats and God's perspective on salvation. It's the tale of two salvations, and only one rings true. If we look at God's vision and contrast it with the lens of corporate greed, corruption, and all of those things associated with societal's perspectives, which, by the way, the world has determined under three pillars what sustainability means. And it has to do with economy or economics, society or societal issues, and governance. These are the three pillars the world looks at. So we know that corporate greed is alive and well. We know that there's inequalities in our society, and we know that the government has agendas, and oftentimes these agendas are perpetuated and promoted. And we don't look at God's perspective and how God's vision cuts through all the complexities. And when I say complexities, I'm talking about reduced waste, renewable energy, equality in society, and all of the other things that are thrown at us around the term sustainability. Offering a sustainable solution to humanity's deepest needs. This is what the world will tell us, that it's up to us to save the planet and create a future for our generations to come. Well, we can't save the planet, and I say that because we didn't create the planet, as I said before. But my personal journey to discovering the biblical principles of sustainability and how they've impacted my perspective on the world around me has really led me to understand deeply the importance of, yes, being stewards of what we have been given, but more than that, looking at what's been created in this man-made world that is affecting our health, our well-being, and how we might really look to a source that is outside of the world's point of view to reduce these things that are affecting our well-being. And you might be feeling low energy and fatigued, and you may not realize that your home could be the culprit. All of these products that have been created by big business and corporations for the purpose of solely profiting at the expense of the harm that it can be doing you. So I'm looking at sustainability from that perspective, plus that I'll continue to explore practical ways to incorporate these insights into my daily life for a more sustainable existence, and I hope that you do too. And as far as I can see, we all deal with these toxic byproducts that are in our kitchen, under the sink, in the bathroom cabinets, in the closets, and you may not realize that they're affecting how you feel. So I'm inviting you to do a healthy home body audit session with me so that we can get rid of some of these things contributing to your lack of energy, trouble sleeping, exhaustion, and a host of other symptoms that you may be feeling. You may be sick and tired of trying to figure out what is it that is making me exhausted and feeling kind of low in energy when I'm not really sick. Well, head over right now for an introductory price before my appointments are full. I only can take so many. So I really invite you to go ahead, schedule your appointment with me. The link's below. And as we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to reflect on the profound concept of sustainability as illuminated by the Word of God, the Bible itself. Thank you for joining me today at Start Living Sustainable. I hope that you share this episode with a friend and leave me a review. And until next time, this is your host, Cynthia, signing off. Have a blessed day. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.